Today, of course, is the first Sunday of Advent. Nowadays, though, that doesn't mean a lot to many people. For some, it just means that there are less than 4 weeks of shopping before Christmas. But for most people, it has really no meaning at all, because the secular world around us has reduced the 4 weeks before Christmas into simply a four-week season of celebrating consumerism and sentimentality, and stripping it almost entirely of its real meaning, which is, of course, spiritual and religious. Now, I've loved this time of year all my life, both the religious and the cultural aspects of the season. By cultural, I mean, you know, the Christmas trees and the lights and all this kind of thing. Though, frankly, as a young man, sometimes I neglected the religious in favor of the cultural. But when I was very young, when I was a little boy, the line between the two was very much blurred, in that I understood that it was all about preparing to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus on Christmas Day and in the Christmas season. And all the cultural aspects of the weeks before Christmas, that is, during Advent, whether things like the Christmas tree or the lights and the presents, the eggnog, the parties, even Santa Claus, all of this in my little child's mind were all part of the joyful preparation for the birth of our Savior. Now, as I said a moment ago, I have to admit, somewhere along the way, that changed. When I was a teenager until a few years after college, I approached this time of year more and more as most of the world does today, enjoying the consumerism and the sentimentality and the outward aspects of our cultural Christmas more than the aspect of true love of Jesus. And honestly, eventually, there was virtually no preparation for Christ involved at all. Until one Christmas when I was 25 years old. I had a totally secular Advent, not really thinking of it as Advent at all, except intellectually, but rather, as most people do today, thinking of it as the holiday season. I wasn't going to Mass at the time, I'm not happy to say, and I was not what anyone would call a practicing Catholic. I was, at best, a cultural Catholic. But I had had a great time that holiday season. I took a few weeks off from work, as I usually did, and I really just enjoyed all the cultural fun, the shopping, going out with friends, the plays, the movies, parties, and of course decorating my house and putting up the Christmas tree and all these kind of things. It was a great time. But then it came to Christmas Eve, and I was at yet another party with friends, and I was having a lot of fun. But I left the party early to do what I had been doing since I was a boy, to go to midnight Mass with some old childhood friends of mine. Now, again, this was probably the first time I'd been to Mass that year since the last Christmas. But it had become part of my traditional celebration, and so I was going. But not so much because of Jesus, but because of the sentimentality of going with my friends. But when I got to Mass, something changed. I realized that with all the fun, all the gifts, all the lights, all the good and warm feelings, there was something that was terribly missing. It was as if I was trying to desperately fill a huge hole in my life and doing a pretty good job of it, but not quite filling it. And as the Mass went on and we got to the Eucharistic prayer, it finally struck me what it was that was clearly missing: Jesus. You see, when I was little, all the joy of the cultural celebration of the holiday season, all the sentiment of my heart and my memories, all of that in some way always tied back tied back to, flowed from, and flowed back to Jesus. And to the great event of God the Son stripping himself of the glory of heaven to come among us, to be with us, to teach us, to form us, and most of all, to suffer and die for us and for our sins. In other words, to love us as only our great God can, beyond all understanding, beyond all limits. Now, maybe I was kind of a strange little boy, unusual maybe. But thanks to my parents, who were very devout Catholics, that's the way our home was. And that's what Advent meant to me. And so, for example, I love the Christmas tree and all its decorations. The tree also reminded me of Jesus. The evergreen reminding me of the undying love of Christ. The lights reminding me of the light shining in the darkness of Jesus and the star above Bethlehem. The wood of the tree reminding me of the wood of the cross and the red bows and the red ornaments reminding me of his precious blood. Now, please don't get me wrong, okay? I wasn't a little saint. I was as selfish as any child could be around this time of year, too. I was very upset and angry when I didn't get the pony that I was expecting. But even so, with all my little sins, Jesus could not be separated from all the rest. And so that Christmas Eve when I was 25, I knelt there at midnight mass, listening to the words of the priest when he said, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood." And I knew that I had been missing Jesus that Advent. Those words echoed in my mind and heart, and I realized that in the depth of my soul, I really did believe that. And as mass went on, and everyone else got up to go to receive communion, I knew I had to stay in my pew because I realized that I was completely unworthy, that I was completely unprepared both to receive Jesus in communion and to really celebrate his birth and the salvation it brought to us. And thanks be to God, gradually, my life began to change after that evening. Now, I've had a long time to think about that night and that Christmas, and that evening I couldn't have articulated, explained all of what was going through my mind and heart then, but now I think I can. I love Advent, but I can only really love and really experience the depth of hope and joy of the season if I keep Christ and the mystery of his birth in the middle of everything. Only if I recognize that the many wonderful things that happen during this Advent, these Advent weeks, including the cultural sights and sounds and celebrations, are only truly wonderful if I understand them as a foretaste of the joy of Christmas. And that Christmas itself can only truly be joyful if I realize that it, Christmas, is a true and perfect foretaste of the joy that Christ was brought when he was born at Bethlehem. The joy of living with him in this world every day at every moment. And the perfection of that joy when we're united to him forever in the glory of heaven. When we'll look at the beautiful face of Jesus, not in a carved statue of a baby, or not in the sacrament of the Eucharist even, under the veil of bread, but see our beloved Jesus face to face in heaven. In other words, the good things of Advent are a foretaste of Christmas, and Christmas is a foretaste of heaven. But the thing is, as I realized that night over 30 years ago, I'm still not ready for heaven. And so I'm still not ready even for a foretaste of heaven either. So since that night, the idea of Advent as a season of preparing for Christmas has a real concrete meaning for me. Advent must be a time of preparing for heaven and for celebrating and for preparing to celebrate the opening up of heaven to us the day that 2,000 years ago heaven came down to earth in the person, in the body of God the Son, Jesus Christ, the baby Jesus. And so as the world gets lost in all the hustle and bustle and confusion and all the empty sentimentality of the secular celebration of the holidays, let's not let that happen to us. Focus on Christmas. Focus on Jesus. Focus on heaven. And let me be very clear. Please enjoy all the good things of the season. Of course, with moderation and with balance. But enjoy them. But let every happy sentiment, every good memory, every party, every light, every presence remind you of the true joy, the deep joy, the fullness of joy that comes only from being and living with Jesus Christ. So let them remind you to strive to be worthy of that joy by really preparing morally and spiritually for Christmas through repentance of your sins, through the use of the sacraments, especially communion and the sacrament of confession, through daily prayer, through sacrifices, and above all, through a life of truly, truly generous Christian love. When I was a little boy, I loved Advent. But when I was a young man ensconced in the secular world, I merely enjoyed the trappings of the season. And one Mass helped me to change all that. Christ coming down to earth, body, blood, soul, and divinity, reminded me of what I was really missing. Today, at this Holy Mass, open your hearts and minds to Jesus Christ. And let Him come to you today and be with you throughout this Advent season. Place Him right at the center of every day, every moment of Advent, and prepare yourselves at every moment of Advent to be worthy to celebrate at Christmas, to be worthy of a life in love with Christ every day of your life on earth, and to be worthy to enter into the glory of Christ in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.